This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The biggest spike appears to be happening in northeast Wisconsin. Janesville officials are applying for a federal grant to repurpose the site of the old General Motors plant. Economic Development Director Jim C. Kuborn says it could be a boost to the surrounding neighborhood.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of the asphalt and fences falling over. And so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
Three public meetings on Janesville's grant application start next month. $20 million is available to cities nationwide. Wisconsin is working to bring its PFAS standards in line with federal regulations. The Department of Natural Resources says that would mean about 90 public water systems in Wisconsin would have to either treat their water or drill new wells. The Environmental Protection Agency requires most PFAS chemicals to be no higher than 4 parts per trillion. Wisconsin needs to put more money into special education. That's what Deputy State School Superintendent Thomas McCarthy tells Wisconsin Eye this week.
Reimbursing schools 30 cents on the dollar for an operation they're required to do is impactful in more ways than just serving kids with disabilities. In most districts, what they're doing is they're taking money out of their general budget and they're plowing it into special education budgets.
Work on the next state budget begins next spring. Reedsburg High School students are accused of harassing members of an Amish community in Sauk County. The sheriff's office says 9 teenagers blew air horns and shined lights outside of homes, rang doorbells, and knocked on windows during the night. The first 2 Reedsburg High School football games of the year have been canceled. A soldier from Wisconsin who crossed the border from South to North Korea is expected to reach a plea deal in his Army court-martial. Private Travis King of Racine will reportedly plead guilty to 5 of 14 charges. King crossed into North Korea last year after he was released from a jail in South Korea. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Portions of Duluth's Lake Walk will be closed on Wednesday so city crews can work on removing some trees from the area. According to a WDIO report, the temporary closure will cover the Lake Walk between 40th and 43rd Avenues East. The area was closed to all traffic beginning at 7:30 a.m. and work is expected to be completed by about 4 p.m. City officials are warning residents to avoid the area for their safety and the safety of the tree removal crews and thanked them for their patience and cooperation while the work is underway. Ascentia Health St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth has received thousands of dollars in fines for serious OSHA violations. According to a Northern News Now report, the Occupational Health and Safety Administration gave the healthcare organization 6 serious violations following an April inspection. The fines were issued on July 30th, and the hospital was given until August 23rd to fix them. Some of the violations included a lack of available protective equipment, exposure to corrosive materials, and inadequate exposure training. About 1 month after emergency federal assistance was approved for Minnesota residents affected by the extreme summer flooding, nearly $10 million has been distributed. According to a Northern News Now report, the emergency funding from FEMA has been spread across 19 counties in Minnesota, including St. Louis County. There have also been more than $3 million of payouts through National Flood Insurance Program claims. Residents affected by the floods can still apply for aid until September 27th. The Veterans Memorial Hall in the Duluth Depot has announced it will temporarily close to address flooding damage from July. According to a Northern News Now report, officials from the St. Louis County Historical Society says the roughly 300 historical pieces in the hall were not damaged, but their display cases, carpeting, and walls were. Officials expect it to cost about $30,000 for the replacement of the damaged items, and some of the artifacts will remain on display in other parts of the depot. Road closures are officially underway for construction on Garfield Avenue near the Blatnick Bridge. According to a Northern News Now report, the north and southbound ramps to and from Garfield Avenue at I-535 have been closed and a detour route signed. The ramps are expected to be reopened in mid-October, so until then, Duluth-bound traffic on the bridge will need to follow the new bypass connection from the bridge to northbound I-35, 5th Avenue West, and Railroad Street. The detour is for the Twin Ports Interchange project. As the new school year gets underway, Lake Superior College officials say they've seen an increase in student enrollment. According to a Northern News Now report, officials say enrollment at the school is up about 3% compared to last year, with students especially focused on trade programs like firefighting and carpentry. The rising interest in trade programs follows a national trend as those careers tend to be in higher demand currently. Officials credit their hard work following the COVID-19 pandemic for the increased enrollment. The Duluth City Council is turning their attention to helping the unhoused population after passing ordinance changes that ban outdoor camping on city property. According to a Northern News Now report, city councilors met with emergency shelter organizers before their meeting on Monday to improve how the city responds to the growing need for emergency shelter service. Shelter officials suggested improvements to things like disaster response, expansion of shelter beds, and creating more affordable housing units in the city. Xcel Energy crews were spread across western Wisconsin on Tuesday, working to restore power for thousands of customers. According to a press release, Monday night's severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, and high winds caused nearly 9,500 customers to lose power. Officials say the storm caused extensive damage to power lines and knocked down trees before a second round of storms moved in on Tuesday morning, exacerbating the problem. Xcel officials say fully restoring power could take significant time. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit two home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit three of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski.
As Yastrzemski swings, it's a high fly ball deep right. Freelick going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! And just like that, the Giants go back ahead.
That call courtesy of KNBR. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a hot night at AmFam Field.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well-played game, and I thought I love the way we competed.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of three games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I ain't going anywhere. Those are the words of Bruce Springsteen, who took time during a concert in Philadelphia to address fans worried that he might be ready to hang up his guitar. In an effort to crush rumors of a farewell tour, Springsteen told the very pleased crowd, "We've been around 50 effing years and we ain't quitting." The rumor started after Springsteen had to pause his current tour in 2023 while battling COVID and peptic ulcer disease. Forbes magazine estimated conservatively that the boss recently became a billionaire, coming in with a net worth at $1.1 billion. Springsteen has 20 Grammys, an Oscar, and was a Kennedy Center honoree and a Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. And if all that weren't enough, there is a new biopic in the works with Jeremy Allen White set to play Bruce. Sounds like he's just getting started. Kate Winslet fans will have a new series to stream thanks to A24 Studios. The show is called The Spot and follows a successful surgeon played by Winslow and her school teacher husband, who play a couple that may have been responsible for a hit-and-run death of a child. The relationship becomes tested as the truth unfolds and they weigh into darkness surrounding the crime. Winslet was last seen in HBO's The Regime and prior to that won an Emmy playing a single mom and detective in Mare from Easttown. The Spot will air on Hulu. Can't get enough Yellowstone? Or are you like me and have had too much? Apparently, there is a season 6 in the works, and that is a surprise for fans of the show and the pocketbooks of the actors. According to Variety, top billing in the new season would go to Kelly Riley, who will return as Beth Dutton, and Cole Hauser, who would return as Rip Wheeler. Kevin Costner is no longer with the show, as he took his version of Yellowstone to the big screen in the form of Horizon, an American Saga Parts 1 and 2. Suddenly, Yellowstone doesn't look so bad. Apparently, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez, and Meryl Streep do not provide enough star power for Only Murders in the Building. Molly Shannon will join the cast as a high-powered Hollywood producer. One of the show's high-profile stars will have a very short run on the upcoming season. It is called Only Murders in the Building. Season 4 of Only Murders in the Building premiered on Hulu August 27th. Hollywood is getting down and dirty politically. West Wing star and Get Out actor Bradley Whitford took a swipe at Cheryl Hines on social media. Hines is married to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who just dropped out of the presidential race and threw his support to Donald Trump. Whitford, a native Wisconsinite, took to X and criticized Hines for staying silent in light of her husband's endorsement and called RFK Jr. a lunatic. Hines remained vague about who she endorses for president and tried to remain diplomatic. Does anyone else smell a crazy sitcom about an incorrigible couple that just can't see eye to eye on anything? Dear God, please not another one. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Could be some locally heavy rain. An inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.